years ago, an amazing gamer went back to GameStop to return a game to which he couldn't commit.
Hey, can I return this game?
Oh, I'm sorry, we only accept trade-ins.
I had it for like 2 hours.
Sorry, that's policy.
Okay, how much should I get?
It's gonna be $12.
12? What? Fine, whatever.
Thank you.
No, thank you. Because I'm taking this Grand Theft Auto poster with me.
Hey.
This man promptly escaped from the video game retailer to the gaming underground. Today, still wanted by the assholes who tried to burden him with the Call of Juarez for Xbox 360, he survives as a gamer of fortune. So if you have a problem, no one else will tell you the truth about a game. And if you can find him and his team,
we're on iTunes and Podbean.
Then maybe you can listen to The A Squad.
Groovy!
I don't know the game.
You game!
Finish him! Finish him! Finish him!
Everybody back again? Yeah, I use the same skit. So what? We get new listeners all the time. A-Squad's back, sorry about last week, but E3 was going on Wednesday, so I saw no reason to just report on bull. So I figured that we'd just come out with an ultra-tight E3 episode. That's not going to happen either, it's going to be loose as hell in here. We got Giant Shock.
Let's go.
We got Novus Redemptor.
What's up?
We got Victor Belmont.
You know it.
And your handsome host, Rise Like Phoenix. Yeah, so let's see what's new this week.
What's new?
What are you guys playing? Victor.
Borderlands 2. I got the Game of the Year edition, and I'm destroying that game.
Yeah, I did too, last year.
Yeah, I didn't get it. I got the game when it came out, but I was waiting for the... I knew they were going to do all the... They always do the Game of the Year edition with all the downloads.
Yeah, all the downloads.
And I'm like, it was $30. I'm like, yeah, I'm going
to
get this.
You're
like,
looking forward to the new one?
Oh, I can't wait.
Yeah? Best game ever?
I don't know. Far Cry 4 looks amazing. Right. That might be best game ever. Just saying.
One time, we'll do the stuff. Anything else?
No, that's it. I've just been destroying it.
Giant, what are you doing this week?
FIFA.
Who, FIFA?
No, there was FIFA. But I'm not going to mention it ever again. you had me on the case on Sony at E3, so I watched a lot of the trailers over there.
We're doing it three wise men style, by the way. Mm-hmm. I got Xbox, Giants got Sony, and Novus Redemptor has Nintendo.
That leaves Victor's baby Jesus.
Right.
I'll take that.
Or one of the manger animals. Anyway.
No, baby Jesus.
He's stinky.
What else you got? Are you playing anything else?
Yeah, there was a new chapter in the Wolf Inside.
Mm-hmm.
I always fuck up the stupid...
It's like me with Kinect.
Yeah.
I really want to play that. I have nothing to download on right now because my credit card's all messed up.
The Wolf Inside is a new game coming out, by the way, so you're going to be...
really fucked
shocked.
Up.
Yeah. Huh. It looks like an awesome side-scroller, but that came out on E3 and in time.
Yeah, new chapter that came out, so I'm halfway through that. And again, I love all those Telltale games, so
yeah,
it was pretty awesome. It's a story-based game, so I'm not going to talk too much about it because it's going to ruin the story.
Right, that would literally ruin the game.
Yeah, literally ruin the game. But yeah, that. And of course, FIFA!
FIFA! Las Vegas!
Nice. All right.
All right. Novus, what are you doing?
I got really nothing new.
Lame. No.
That sucks.
Wrong.
Just say FIFA.
Yeah, because that's totally with my character. Now, before I left... Because I wasn't here last week, you know, obviously you guys didn't do the show.
Right, you were on vacation with no video games, correct?
I was going to not be here, but before I left, I was playing Mario Kart 8. While I was on vacation, I had my laptop, and so I just kind of played Battle Block Theater on Steam when I had some downtime.
I thought you were going to say, like, Minesweeper or Solitaire.
Yeah, I thought you were going to go super lame.
The best stuff ever.
Paint shop. All right, so I've been playing the new free games because I wanted to test them out. I never played Halo Spartan Assault, which is the new free game for Xbox, which is an old game, but Xbox One this month.
Was that like with Reach?
It's like Smash TV.
Oh, no, I didn't play that.
No. It's fun.
I've seen video clips of it. I've never played it.
It's a time waster.
Wait, is that the overhead one that's kind of like based on that? Based on the Running Man or something like that?
Well, that's Smash TV. But
yeah, that's what I mean. Like,
yes. It's an overhead version of Halo. It's fun. You know the vehicles. You know the guns. You know, it's a good time with that.
Can you play with friends?
You can. And I like... You can play two-player. And I like seeing franchises kind of deviate without actually taking the main game and changing it. Because when a franchise comes out and they take, like, a big step and they change the main game... Fable did. Now. Fable's doing it. It looks terrible. This it looks awful. Anyway, I like these side games. So I got to give Halo credit. Also, I've been playing the Max Curse of the Brotherhood. And... quick rundown, the good things are that it is absolutely free, and the bad things are everything else about the game. Everything, just genericness. You walk in, you're this big-headed punk. Like, your head is like twice the size of your body. You walk in, and you're like, oh, I hate my little brother. And then some goblin comes by and takes him.
You just described the plot to Labyrinth.
Right. He's like, right. I stole the baby! And, like, he runs out, but, like, you know, Costume Quest did it, and Costume Quest 2 is coming out, and Costume Quest is a much better game. It's much more imaginative. It's, you know, I love it.
Is there at least music to it?
No, it's terrible.
I was about to say, at least Labyrinth hits David Bowie.
David Bowie! Time,
there's no music.
David Bowie couldn't save Max.
Okay.
Couldn't do it.
He cannot be a hero? Sucks,
no dance magic?
No, there's no dance magic in Max, brother. Dance magic, it sucks.
Ziggy Stardust isn't going to come and save the day?
Negative. No. Did anyone,
are there any changes?
No. I'm trying to go off on a side tangent a little bit, but did anyone ever see that...
Keep naming Bowie
the
song.
Condor, the Flight of the Condors episode with David Bowie in it?
I never watched it. I watched Entourage.
Oh, you guys see that show?
It's a Flight of the Conchords?
Yeah.
No, I haven't watched it.
No, I didn't see that episode. I don't
you guys see the one
episode.
With David Bowie keeps on coming to them in a dream?
No, I can't remember the one they were doing ass in the bathroom. That was pretty funny.
Might have been the same episode. All right, I'm going to go into three quick hit-em-up news styles because, of course, all the news was E3, so let's hit the news real fast.
News team, assemble!
Good news, everyone.
Don't need money.
Bad news, everyone.
Take it away. I don't mind.
Have you not heard? It was my understanding that everyone had heard.
Hit the B-square.
Can't even find the news in my notebook. I was so entranced by E3. Where'd I keep that news? It was shitty news anyway. Kim Kardashian's getting a game. It looks terrible.
What?
I know. Believe me, I wouldn't report on it other than the fact that I really hope this celebrity app game thing doesn't start happening.
What does she fuck like Luigi and blow up all over the place?
It's similar to that. It's you start as a famous dude here. I got screenshots for everybody. You build a guy.
Are you serious?
You build a guy who's not famous,
and you have to make him famous.
And you have to make him famous by hanging out at the right clubs and fucking pretty much making out with the right people.
And Kim Kardashian pays it forward and fucks him on tape and gets him famous.
I find it funny though that the guy that they show there, the little picture that somebody made, looks like Adam Levine from Maroon 5. So it's like you already make somebody who looks kind of famous.
This game looks like it sucks.
How many options could you have to make the guy?
It does. How many options does that matter to you?
No, I'm just saying, like, he just said it's a generic look. It's like it's just a generic dude.
How many douche heads
do you do? I imagine that there's one shaved head, one long hair, and probably 50 faux hawks. It's probably...
Different colors.
Quite a lot of button-downs with their sleeves rolled up.
Affliction t-shirts galore.
Right, Affliction's number one. I don't know, man. I just hope that this doesn't happen. That's why I'm reporting on it at all. I hope that every... Because you know, if he's got one, Kanye's got one coming out.
You can't tell if your guy just, like, fucking walked out of the Jersey Shore or, like, just got into a UFC fight.
Right, right. Or he just walked off from the shore into the octagon.
Sounds terrible.
It does sound terrible. It does sound
sucks
terrible.
A dick.
We are really stretching for news.
What other news did I can't
what
find
platform
it.
Is that on again?
Nothing. Dude, it's an app. It's going to be on...
It's going to be on the cutting room floor.
Yeah, I hope so, man. Because the last thing I need is that all these people get in their own game now, man.
Just Just if you ever see anybody play that, I want you to walk up to them, slap their phone.
I was about to say the first person that walks up to me is like, "You want to play the Kim Kardashian game?" I might hit them.
Now, when you did the Nintendo coverage, did you do the trailer, the epic trailer for Smash Bros.?
Did I do anything? No, I read the news. I didn't watch.
All right, because that was in the news, but I was like, maybe he'll cover it.
No, I didn't. So go on with the news.
Oh, I'll cover it when we get to your section.
Oh, like yeah. Clark Kent out there. I'll
kind of just backseat drive you.
What has he ever really reported on? You get fired.
Clark Kent?
Yeah, nothing.
I'm sure he's a terrible reporter.
No, I bet you he's a top-tier reporter.
I'm sure he sucks. He's like, "Man, I punched Metallo in the face."
He can write,
I mean, Superman did. Keep it cool, Clark. Keep it cool.
Yo, he can type like 1,000 words a second. He's like, the paper's done.
That doesn't mean they're any good.
The Sunday Night Live skit where they did that?
With The Rock. Yeah, that's what I was going at. They were like, yeah. I don't want to get too up to under. Maybe Shooting the Breeze will do it. We'll talk about that skit because it's hard to find now.
Because Sunday Night Live, they have like that monopoly on their own videos on YouTube.
I guess
it's pretty annoying.
I don't have much news. I made sure that I had a quiz because I know people bitch when I don't do the quiz.
Yeah, I do.
Right, so here's a test.
This is a test.
You're doing a test?
Pop quiz, hot shot.
Do I have to press a button again?
Test is your might. And I'm going to kick that son of a bitch Bryce's ass so hard. This is only a test.
I'm trying to breeze through because I know that I don't know whether we're going to have like a ton of E3 or it's going to be a super short episode.
That was the shortest news ever.
Well, I mean, it's all E3 news, man. E3 it's all E3. News.
We got McDonald Kent over here and I report on the goddamn thing from Nintendo.
All right, so tonight's quiz, not incredibly imaginative. I've done it before and I'll do it again. In other words, quiz. I have 7 questions. They will be titles of games in other descriptions. For an example, Shout of Responsibility was one we did last time, and the answer was Call of Duty. Victor's looking like he does. All right.
I got it.
He got it.
Getting a single one of these.
Little delay.
Words.
All right, we're going to do one.
Meanings and feelings.
Goddamn synonyms.
By the way, I only have limited sound clips, so it will be Billy Bat's rules again. If you get it right, you get one of these.
All grown up and doing the town. Look at this.
And if you do it bad, then of course.
I'll go home and get your fucking shine box.
Right. What happened to the boo?
That wasn't Billy Bats, believe it or not. That wasn't from Goodfellas. All right.
Well, then just change it up.
Number one.
That was the Nero and deleted scene.
You better hide that. I'm going to attempt to cheat.
I got a special one for you, Novus, if you get one wrong. All right.
Great.
So number one, deceased expanse of stars and planets. Giant Shot?
Dead Space.
All grown up and doing the town. Look at this.
All right.
Which one?
Well, it'll be one because you didn't say, like, in the plural form of the...
Number two. Retaliating Attack. This one's rough. Retaliating Attack. I promise you, this is the rough. Probably the rough.
It's mind-boggling.
It's two words. Got to do with army? Your army a little bit? Nobody? I'm going to give 3, 2, 1. We're looking at Counter-Strike.
No.
I forgot that was a game.
Yo, I haven't heard that
game years. I'm reaching for it, man. This is like the 5th time I did it, in other words. And I'm blasting through it because I'm excited about this E3 now.
I was like, Revenge War is not a game.
All right, 3. Precious Metal, Ocular Muscle. Giant Shock.
GoldenEye.
All growing up and doing the town. Look at this.
All right.
I knew that one.
Your eye's not a muscle, but I couldn't really describe it that well. Number 4. Celebrity C. Sea, like the Baltic Sea. Celebrity Sea. Danny Mac.
Star Ocean.
All growing up and doing the town. Look at this.
All right. And you get one of these.
You're in big trouble, mister.
Damn it.
I love those games. I couldn't even think of it.
All right. We're going to hit this up. Papa's Mate is Making Food. In other words, she's a... John Shock.
I don't know if this is a game, but Mama's Cooking?
Cooking Mama.
No. Victor Belmont?
Cooking Mama.
Oh, wait, no.
Now go home and get your fucking shine box.
Victor?
Cooking Mama.
All grown up and doing the town. Look at this.
All right.
Oh, no, he's getting
it. But why, yeah, but that's a little unfair.
Mama Cooking?
Well, Mama's Cooking, because you said Papa's Mate. Making, like, if you just reversed it, I would just said,
you're supposed to know the game, genius.
I'm just going on the synonyms, motherfucker. Like,
oh, yeah? This is just straight. You've never heard of GoldenEye?
I've heard of that.
You're completely avoiding the fact that he's hitting a stride. He got another answer right.
I mean,
right. He's doing good. He's doing good.
You effed up on that clue.
No way, man.
I would have just said, like, Cooking Mama, if you just would have been like,
what was I going to say? Who's making food?
Well, Mama Cooking. Mama Cooking's not a game.
Yeah, all right. That would have been
Cooking Mama is.
Cooking Mama's a game.
What on what system? Who,
like, DS.
And Wii.
Fucking him.
And Wii.
And the Wii.
I have another game on here. You know what? That's going to be the final one. It's a Wii and DS game. I'll let everybody know that. I'm skipping over that one for Brian. All right, next one. This one's a three word. He is the heir to the throne of a former Iranian empire.
Prince of Persia.
Ah, oh, gay.
Sorry.
All grown up and doing the town. Look at this.
No!
Yes!
We got three for Victor. We got two for Giant.
Yeah, how's he get three?
He's got three.
I only got two.
Cooking Mama and that one.
Yeah.
That
oh, it. Did you get two?
I got one.
Oh, I gave
did
him.
You get the...
I gave
3 points for me. I didn't even want to cheat that one.
Two and one. Flipping the table. All right. Missing celestial body of substance. It's missing celestial body of substance. Sorry. Missing Novus Redemptor.
Lost Odyssey.
Negative.
I'll go home and get your fucking shine box.
I feel so good.
I'm going to save myself the Billy Bassness.
Lost Planet.
All grown up and doing the town. Look at this.
Yeah!
You're actually... I don't want to get too... The fact that it's called, space? I don't know. I forget about it. Right. It's
what?
It's gone.
Celestial body of substance. I got that one.
Yeah, right. Celestial body of substance. What's the big deal?
Oh, I'm good with it.
If you just said celestial body, I think I would have gotten a little bit more. Whatever.
All right. We're not doing it.
Use a bitch.
And Giants got two. Novus has one.
Yeah.
Victor's got three. And this next... For the win, you'll be betting points.
I bet too.
Well, whatever. Whoever gets it. Yeah. What do you bet?
1 point.
What do you bet?
One.
That's actually bad.
No.
Because you, if I get it right, I win. Or at least
I.
No, you do.
Fuck.
Well, actually, fuck. I'm gonna keep it going. You guys all, whoever chimes in wins pretty much. They got it.
Oh, what a minute. All the other questions don't matter.
Could have been 10.
I hate you.
Yeah, welcome to A Squad. All right, scarring experience middle. It was a DS and Wii game. Giant Shock.
Motherfucker.
Scarring experience middle. We're going three. Oh, Novus Redemptor.
Trauma Center?
All grown up and doing the town. Look at this.
Hey, the only one who... He got it. He doubled his points. And he still loses. Tonight's winner is Victor with 3 points.
I finally won something.
Very nice. Very nice. Oh, I didn't press that. That was that was across the table press by Novus Redemptor. That's not cool. That is not what I wanted to do.
You idiot!
Oh, I got you again.
I'll play my own sound clips next week.
Everyone threatens to do it, but nobody does.
I'm going
to
play a whole song now.
I'm working on it, trust me.
All right, so we sped through everything. Hopefully this is a nice meaty section that will leave people well-informed of E3. Probably not, but let's do it anyway.
They're probably already...
This is A Squad Talking Points. Oh, quick talking point real fast before we get into E3. John Daigle from Metal Speak.
John Daigle?
Daigle, oh. You asshole. He hit me up. He is the host of Metal Speak. It's a very, very good heavy metal podcast. Probably the best one out there. He does a lot of interviews, and it's legit. Much more legit than ours. He hit me up to let me know that Blaster Master, we mentioned Blaster Master, how awesome it would be if they had a new one. Mm-hmm. They do have a new one. So I'm getting schooled by other podcast hosts. They do. He hit me up and said that it's pretty kick-ass. It's on the Wii Network right now.
Well, and that's why.
Yeah, I know. No, I'm just looking. Yeah, that's why nobody saw it. You know what am I going to? It's hiding in plain sight on us.
You got to tell him about like a Motorhead album he didn't know about now.
Like, that's what I got to do. Yeah. Danny, get on that. You,
I don't.
If you want to plug, your shit, Danny's Danny does a heavy metal radio show.
So. Oh, you actually wanted me to? I thought you were just kind of making a joke and not telling me to plug it.
No, you can.
Okay. Well. Every Tuesday from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, there is a radio show called The Shred Shack. Look up the webpage on facebook.com/The Shred Shack. Or is it? Yeah, Facebook.
He doesn't even know what he's looking for.
It's on my page. So, facebook.com/The Shred Shack.
Pat's going to kill you.
Yeah, kill him first. But join the conversation that we have every Tuesday night when we do the show. Request a song or two. Listen it in. Just every Tuesday night before the show, we post the link. You can listen in and enjoy some metal for 2 hours.
Yeah, and if like we said, if you do like metal, check out Metal Speak. They actually have a my favorite section on their show is the Whose Idea Was This, where they discuss something just completely out of right field, and it usually gets pretty bonkers. And it's usually pretty fun. On to E3. Woo! All right.
I say start with the Wii U, considering that's probably be the
You want to start with the Wii U?
No, we'll start with you guys.
No, oh, I sent you a link upon link upon link of Wii U news.
You sent me a link to my phone.
I wasn't disrespecting, McDonald Ken over there. I was just saying that the Wii U is...
Let's do Sony. Let's hit it up with Sony.
No, truthfully, the Wii U section of E3 was very good this year.
In your face!
It was sick! It was awesome.
You know nothing.
That was awesome.
I know everything.
E3 Sony, done by Giant Shock.
All right. Well, they introduced that coming into in September 9th, they're going to have a PS3 bundle where it's going to be a white system with white control and all that stuff, and it's going to come with Destiny, which is supposed to be like...
You know Diddy's getting that.
But on a side note, who still uses a marble notebook?
Marbleized notebook.
I wanted to say, like, I'm pretty sure he bought that just for today.
Like, who doesn't use a spiral notebook at this point?
I had his old school. A spiral notebook.
Spiral? Oh, yeah, I got a spiral notebook. I'm a lefty, though. It hurts. Anyway, go.
Oh, bitch.
I'm sorry we took a stand on Marvel versus spiral notebook. Like,
right.
I like the feel of it better.
All right.
There's going to be a PS4 Destiny bundle, which, I mean, Destiny looks like it's going to be like a pretty legit game, but funny enough, I didn't go into like everything they did, but all the Sony exclusive stuff I decided to check out, and I think almost almost all the Sony exclusive stuff looks better than Destiny. I feel Sony
Destiny's not feeling as I'm not feeling it as much.
If you want to check it out, July 17th, Sony's going to launch the Destiny beta, and the alpha version is right now. You could play it.
I tried.
Is it any good?
No, I tried to get in the beta, the alpha. I didn't get it.
Can't do it.
I need an invite.
Yeah, right now, if you're in the alpha, they just kind of revealed at E3. You might not have checked it out. Your buddy Peter Dinklage is making a guest appearance in it.
The Dink.
Yeah, the Dink.
Dink.
Tyrion.
Okay, go on to the exclusives for PS4. They announced this game called Entwined by Pixel Opus. And it's basically, I have no idea what this game is about, but it's fucking beautiful. And like the music, it's like...
Why don't you know? It's like bonkers.
It's like origami shit flying in the sky, and there's no real point to it. I was like crying looking at the trailer. I could just see myself just like a tear coming from my eye. Like, it's so beautiful to look at.
What was it called again?
It was called Entwined.
Okay.
And it's kind of like, I want to say that... That they're doing like it's kind of like Pilot Wings, but it looks so much cooler than Pilot Wings. So Pilot Wings is gay as hell, but it realistically, artistically, one of the most beautiful games I've seen. It's not like the graphics so great, like I'll get to it, like Far Cry and the new Uncharted. Like graphically, it's amazing, but just the art in it is just looks really good. Little Big Planet 3 is coming out, and I'm a fan of the series. I played the first two, and this time you get first, you don't have to play as Sackboy. You can play as, like, there's a Grimace looking sack. There's,
oh, cool. Cool. The Grimace sack.
A big purple sack.
Instant sold. Okay. Yeah.
There's a bird, and there's a little dog, and then you got, of course, you got Sackboy. There's tons more, like, excuse me, there's tons of more, like, customization you could do. I mean, because a lot of these people get pretty in-depth with the boards.
Oh, we're going to be talking about custom boards in Sony. Sparks thinks it's cool, and it's not. Anyway.
Anyway,
I mean, in Microsoft.
I love the series, and it looks like just to be just a more in-depth version of the first two. Now going on to some games I never really heard of until I started looking at the trailers. Magicka 2 from Paradox. It's kind of like a Smash Brothers type game where it's overhead and you can play up to four players.
I've started playing the original one on
PC. Well, Smash Brothers is side scroller.
Smash Brothers is on top. It's an overhead view.
Like, you are loaded. Mistaken.
Smash Brothers.
Smash TV.
I mean,
Smash TV.
I was about to say Smash Brothers is a side scrolling fighter game.
I meant Smash TV. It's kind of like,
it's like you're going into Smash Bros. At Danny stuff.
That's all he's got. Shut up, giant.
Eat me.
Anyway, I never heard of the series, but there's, you know, I do like those Loaded and Smash TV.
I wish they'd come out with Loaded.
Oh man, a new Loaded would be awesome.
Yeah.
But this like high def. The particular thing I like about this game is that the graphics are so awesome for it, and there's so much shit going on. Never before have I seen like there's the multi levels of like of heights and stuff, like where things coming from on top of you, and like there's so much stuff going on. It looks like it's gonna be pretty intense. It kind of
plays like Diablo, in that like you got the three quarters view, and you're not necessarily like straight down. You have kind of the three quarters view. I think there's a lot of customization as far as your attacks, because
customization's wild in E3 now. Well, people love it.
I'm not talking about customization as in like you can just do whatever you want, but like they give you eight elementals and you can mix and match and attack using these different.
The Fable games?
I haven't played any of the Fable games yet.
It's like the Fable games.
Because I haven't heard anything good about anything past one, necessarily.
One was really good.
Yeah, I have two.
Everyone remember one?
Except the one was I didn't like about one, if you went as a good character, your guy looked so old by the end of the game. He looked like his hair was falling out. He looked like 95 years old. But if you went evil, you looked 35 and diesel.
Right.
Like, because you just kept sacrificing people to be younger.
Right.
You know what you should do? You should get that Wayne's World clip when they do the flashback. Every time we flashback, just do
that. We're not worthy.
Remember that time?
Milwaukee. Another exclusive is going to be Bloodborne, coming out next year.
Yeah.
From Hidaka Miyazaki.
You don't have to keep on saying the studios. No one cares.
Anyway.
Some people care.
It's a spiritual successor to Demon's Souls. And basically looks like a zombie-based game. Didn't show any gameplay, so I don't know how it does play. But it's like a zombie-based game based in like 19th century Europe.
Right.
So like maybe like probably London or something like that, or Transylvania.
But they have pictures or anything, or just
it just showed that fact that there was a bunch of zombies and like this kind of like mage type guy that was like an alchemist type guy.
I saw the pics. I'm on the fence about it.
Yeah.
I guess it's not coming out for a while.
Next year. They didn't show any gameplay, so it looks cool. Another like horror game. So like,
I love horror games.
I love horror games too. So I'm at least gonna stick with it up until I see the gameplay. I don't want to like RPG anything like that. So it's coming out next year. Now for one of the bigger titles, Far Cry 4.
Oh my god, I can't wait.
And I think one of the big things was they showed the 2-player co-op and the fact
that
it looks pretty, pretty intense. And not to mention, maybe besides Uncharted, it's probably the most best graphics I've seen at E3.
Oh, you know what? Far Cry is going to be the first game that people can play multiplayer, and only one person has to own it. You can play online. I can play on your disc.
I heard about that one.
Yeah, it's gonna be cool, man.
That's pretty sweet. And we two separate PlayStations.
I don't know exactly how it works. Yeah, you're gonna have to have two different PlayStations. You can't just play it off of your toaster.
well, what I'm saying is like. All right, I get you.
Well, they did this. They did it with DS. Well, does it? You can like multi-link between systems.
Well, here's what. I'll get to it later because PlayStation has a thing where it's coming out. Anyway, Far Cry. And if you're a fan of the series, this one looks even better. And the fact that you can play it with friends now. Yeah, I mean,
one of the big things I heard about it was really early in the game. This time, you're supposed to get the flight suit, which is like what you got at like the end of the game in 3, which they said that really opens up the map because you can really get into this map because you can jump from high places, and you're like, there's only place you can get to by flight suit and stuff like that. It's supposed to be really cool.
Yeah, I hate that in games when they give you the travel power. Give me my travel power first.
Yeah, like, let me get that at the beginning.
I hate getting it at the end.
Well, and, I mean, Far Cry 3, you can get, like, the hang gliders and stuff like that in the mid-game, but it's like you had to know where they were and run back to them.
In the Spider-Man games, for example, for the first, like, 2 hours, it's just me collecting little things to make me able to swing faster, because I'm not getting down. I don't get down like that. I'm not swinging slow the whole game.
If anyone remembers Grim Fandango from back in the day, they're bringing that back with a total HD remix for PS4 and Vita, and that game has a huge following, and I remember playing it when I was younger and just being just a fun game to play.
That's one I missed. I didn't
know that. It's a Tim Schafer game.
Speaking about retro games, was it a Retro Game Studios? Devolver Digital. Mm-hmm. They basically all their games are kind of like retro looking in the sense where they're, you know, they more look like, you know, 8-bit and 16-bit.
Yeah, graphics. That's their deal, right? Yeah,
they were gonna release just a ton of PlayStation exclusive titles. What is it? Not a Hero, Titan Souls, Broforce, which has like the best logo ever for anything. It's just like a huge guy flexing muscles. He's like Broforce.
That's for PlayStation, right?
Oh yeah,
I'm pretty sure Broforce is on PC already.
Yeah, this is all PlayStation exclusive. I think it's going to be downloadable in the arcade.
Nice.
Hotline Miami 2, which is it's pretty vile.
Yeah, Hotline Miami's already out, man. I've already played that. That shit is 8-bit.
Bloodbath.
Damn.
Dude, like, I see this guy shooting shotguns, and then, like, these guys getting their bodies ripped apart in 8-bits. And it's, like, almost even more intense because it's 8-bits. Like, there's bits everywhere.
Yeah.
And then they're actually making one that's not, a retro-looking game. It's called the Talos Principle. And, this is so early. I think it's probably going to come out next year that they just had, like, a preview for it, and it's kind of like a sci-fi fantasy-type game. So, I mean, keep your eyes peeled for that. Then here comes the game that I am just really, like, I'm really excited for. So this game's called Let It Die. And this is probably my personal favorite because it's horror-based. Basically, from what I got from the trailers, it's going to be a multiplayer kind of, like, kill fest in a warehouse. Like, so, you know, multiple different levels, but, like, they're all, just, like, warehouses or, like, factories or crazy like that. And, you know, you basically got to run down, you know, your enemies and, like, straight up murder them with knives and chainsaw, and it's fucking graphic. It's like the most graphic game I've ever seen. Like, I'm not sure how you, like, because I just watched a trailer and I read a little bit about it. I don't know how you like level up other than kill people, but there's all different weapons you could find, and it's pretty fucking violent. I mean, which I'm pretty excited for.
Who makes that one? Does it just say?
I did not write that down, though.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
That's fine.
Okay, then there's another game called Abzu from Giant Squid. That's another PlayStation exclusive. It's a beautiful looking game, kind of like that the one that I was talking about that was kind of like Pilot Wings, but this one's Under the Sea. And except for maybe James Cameron, I don't think anyone's excited about this, just for some fact that it literally looks like you just having an adventure underneath the sea. There's no point to it. I just see, like, a guy just swimming down. He sees some whales. He swims down some more. There's a squid.
Some people like that kind of stuff. Like, was it Ocean Adventure or something for the Wii or something? There's another game like that that you just basically swim around the ocean. That's all you do.
Echo the Dolphin was a crappy game.
That game had a point, though. If it was very vague and terrible, it had a point.
It was all about sardines. it looks visually cool. Other than that, it doesn't look like it's got anything for me in it. It's not my type of game. Here I think is the most far fetched idea, but if they pull it off and it's fun, could be the one of the best games ever. It's called No Man's Sky, and basically it's a hypnotic starship fighting game where once you enter the online mode, right, it's all online. You get your own planet, and it says Rise Like Phoenix planet discovered by, you know, Rise Like Phoenix, right?
Right, which would be enough to scare people away.
Yeah, but the deal is, like, that's, I guess, your planet, and your planets, every year planet is specific, right? There's no, like, just copies and copies of stuff.
Right.
And you basically take your starship, you fly your planet, and there's a huge star battle going on. You fight, and then you can just land on a totally different planet, and it's infinite, it's endless. The world, every time another player joins it, mm-hmm. it becomes a little bit bigger.
Yeah, it's like, I guess, kind of like Eve. You could describe it towards Eve-ish, but yeah. No, I saw that, man. It looks dope. I don't know how in depth they're going to let me build my planet. If it's going to be like, for example, like
I don't think that
my house in Final Fantasy Online, or if it's going
to
be like,
I don't think it's like that. I don't think you get to build anything. I think that it. It's all about discovering. Like, this is your planet, whatever, but it's not your planet. You just discovered it.
But I bet you're going to be able to at least decide whether it's like a volcano planet or like a jungle planet. Like, it would suck if I got stuck with like
a... Yeah, but the thing is, it wants you to explore the universe. So, like, right. You're going to leave your planet and you're probably never going to come back. Like, it's just like one of those things. It's just going to, when someone else discovers it, it's going to say, discovered by Rise Like Phoenix. So it's like, well, who the fuck is that? But, like, whatever.
Yeah, that's...
The star fighting looks pretty cool. Like, once you leave the planet, you just see a huge battle going on in front of you, like it's like Return of the Jedi or something like that, or a lesser known, you know, like star fighting movie. Going in now, there's a couple of little things that PlayStation's doing called Project Morpheus. It's their VR headset. There wasn't too much about it, but the way it looked super comfortable. Like, it wasn't, you know, wrapped around your head.
It's not
25
bright
pounds.
Red lights flashing into your eyes that give you seizures after 25 minutes.
It looked like a super padded like headband with a goggle box and like a, you know, like I guess you go.
Is
swimming.
There gloves and stuff for it, or is it just the visual?
They only showed pictures and showed a little bit of article about the actual headset. I don't know if it's...
You're gonna have to wait a little later in the week. I'm sure we'll get some fan made videos, like people recording shit with their iPhones and stuff. Like, we're kind of going off the official stuff right now.
Well, that particular thing, Project Morpheus, I don't think is 100%
right.
Like all their ideas aren't done with it. This is
no,
like,
definitely not.
This is just like their first. They're unveiling what they want it to be.
Right.
Now the thing that I'm really excited
for. It's gonna be a Luma room all over again.
No.
Oh my god! Don't hurt my feelings.
I'm hurt.
I'll take points away from you. You mention it.
Now the thing that I'm super excited for is PSTV, which is a $99 item. And it's basically a USB device that you plug into a TV that's not plugged into your... That you don't have your PS4 plugged into. And it basically just allows you to use your PS4 on that TV. So, like, instead of buying another PS4 to have it on, like, another TV or something like that...
Can I do that anyway?
No, you can't just hook your PS4 up to your Den TV and then play it in your bedroom.
Oh, it's wireless?
Yes.
Oh, I was about to say, switch HDMI ports, play it wherever the fuck I want.
No, it's a little box that goes
in
the back of your TV.
Cool.
I mean, like, and you can play all your games from it. You can stream like Netflix, all that stuff. I mean, smart TVs are smart TVs at this point. But,
yeah, super sick.
I do like that. PlayStation Network is announcing a bunch of free to play games.
Now, do you know if you can play more than one game on separate TVs?
They didn't go into that much.
Right.
I don't think so. Maybe.
I would hope.
I mean, it would be cool if they just gave you access to your library.
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, my Xbox, I can sign on to, like, let's say Worms and Spider-Man, since those are two games I downloaded. And it keeps my place. It knows where I'm at, you know? So I was thinking maybe it'll allow you to play. That would be sick.
A quick mention. There's going to be a bunch of free-to-play games on the PlayStation Network that they're going to put out. PlanetSide 2, Kingdom Under Fire 2, Fat Princess Piece of Cake, Big Fest, Destiny of Spirits, Reaper, My Sing Monsters, Guns Up, Pain and Loadout. And getting to the end here, there's going to be a Ratchet and Clank movie coming next year.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that we discussed.
Sonic the Hedgehog movie coming too. By Sony. Live action.
As long as he's not having romance with a human character, that's just awkward.
Well, as long as he's a CGI Sonic the Hedgehog, guy with makeup on.
Was it Rose is the female hedgehog?
I don't even know.
Rose is the white one, right?
With the pink. I thought the pink. Yeah, the pink. Yeah, I thought she was pink with the
white. Sometimes she's his sister or something.
I don't know.
I actually got excited about this thing. It was the PlayStation Network.
That bat's pretty cute. Right? The bad bat? The bat girl?
I'm talking about Sonic 2006. The one that nobody played.
That game sucked.
Yeah, but I mean, like, there was a...
The one for the Dreamcast? Or?
No, for the Xbox. Xbox 360.
It was one of those games. It was like...
I think I played it over my nephew's house once. I was like, this is a good idea not picking this up.
It was like kind of like 3D Zelda, but with Sonic
the Hedgehog. Yeah.
I think the last Zelda was the Dreamcast one, where you could pick, like, Fat Cat as a character and Tails, and you're like,
I hope you mean Sonic.
It was a Sonic game, yeah.
Yeah, you said the last Zelda.
You did say Zelda, but...
Did I?
You did, but Sonic Adventure is what you're talking about. Anyway, you were saying.
Yeah, PlayStation Network, they're actually going to start to show original programming. And I was excited at first because I saw it was based on a graphic novel. It's this show called Powers, but it's a graphic novel that the guy who, like one of the guys that owned PlayStation wrote.
Oh, all right.
So, like, yeah, okay.
Yeah. less excited.
And then finally, the last thing was like one of the big unveilings for a usually anticipated game was Uncharted 4 coming in 2015.
Yeah, that's the uppercut, you would say, at the end.
Yes.
Again.
It's called The Thief's End, and it's kind of a... It's kind of saying that this might be the last one, at least with Nathan Drake. Mm-hmm. He basically, you know, he starts off with him washed up on a shore, and you hear the, like a monologue of like, "Hey, I know I've been out of the game for a while, but you got to bring me back in," you know. And then it shows a thief's end question mark like, right. Is this the last adventure for Nathan Drake? I mean, he looks a little bit older because now in the new graphics, you can see like the lines on his face.
Yeah,
I mean, it looks pretty cool, man.
He washes up on a beach, huh?
Yeah,
the gods hate him. Like, like he has been in more seafaring accidents and air accidents than anyone I know. Zeus is just striking him down from the sky, and Poseidon is tossing him around in his boat.
Don't be claiming more air crashes than Launchpad McQuack right there.
No, well, I think Launchpad is his pilot.
That would be the greatest team up ever.
And from last year, where the PlayStation was all about, hey, this is what PS4 is going to be about at E3. These are going to be our games for PS4 this year. So I think they did a good job in saying, in the next 12 months, you're going to get a lot of good games coming your way. So I think they did a good job.
It's about time.
Quick around the room, anything you think they missed? Anything you would have liked to see?
Anything PlayStation missed?
Yeah.
I really wish they would add a Kinect.
Yeah. Yeah. Fuck you.
I have the same system.
I know. I just hate Danny, that. Anything you would like to see?
Nintendo built
some stuff. Right, Nintendo stuff.
Did you come across anything about Final Fantasy 15?
Nah, man. No. You know, they ain't gonna have that shit.
No, they had a little thing. These are things, because I watched them all. They had a little something-something with Kingdom Hearts 3, the beginning of it. Who cares, man?
They're going to come out in 2018.
Stop teasing me with that.
They flashed Sora on the screen and went,
Yeah, then they started laughing at me for 20 minutes.
I was about
minutes.
To say, yeah, that's...
They had a little jab at
They had a 5-minute preview of Sephiroth and Cloud, and they were like, nah, psych, it's not
gonna right. Right. They had a little jab at Xbox. At the Kinect, where they're like, yeah, we're not doing any peripherals. And it's like, yeah, last year was the year of dumping on Xbox. That was cool. Now you're a bully. Now you're being a dick, Sony.
A little more RPGs, I think, I would like to hear about. Like, full-on, like, maybe a couple classic RPGs or something like that.
I always think that once the games are out, like, once the system comes out, it's kind of a miss not even just hinting at, like, let's their big franchises. Like, I didn't see anything from God of War, for example. I would like to see
God of War.
A little
War,
teaser.
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, I think
show us what he's going to look like.
I think, at least gameplay-wise, I feel that the RPGs lose a lot compared to games like Uncharted or Far Cry, because, you know, a lot of the fight systems are turn-based, and you don't get to see, like...
But,
as much action as you do it, like, it's not as awesome to see.
But they can do it. It's just they do action turn based, which is more like a final, not like exactly like the new Final Fantasy.
You can do
like
an action RPG,
move,
like Kingdom Hearts,
something that the clock's always moving your character, or like they do stuff like that. But I mean, RPGs are known to be graphically superior.
Well, yeah,
they look awesome on purpose.
But with you were saying about the gameplay and stuff, it's hard to show an RPG with gameplay because a lot of them play differently, and you're not going to... Like, watching a video of gameplay for an RPG, you're not really going to understand it until it's in your hand and you can figure out the nuances.
Well, also, it usually... RPGs jump so far from your travel mode to your actual fight, the graphics can really differ.
Yeah, well, I'm not even talking about graphics, I'm talking about gameplay. Graphically, like... RPGs, just from back in the original PlayStation days, they're always made to look amazing.
Yes. Right. Well, I'm saying
I'm never worried about how an RPG is going
to
look.
There was one last thing I wanted to mention. It was not necessarily PlayStation because the Xbox will have a game too. Dead Island 2 is coming out.
Yeah.
And the commercial that they I didn't like the first one, but the commercial was great for it. Right.
It's hysterical.
The commercial for the second one. It trumps the first one. It's basically a guy has his iPod on, and he's doing a run, and he's like, you know, like winking at girls and running it, and then behind him they're all getting murked by the fucking zombie.
And he has no idea.
He has no idea. It's just if you haven't seen the ad,
I haven't seen it.
Go check it out. You'll get a good laugh out of it. Cool. I wouldn't recommend buying the game because I bought the first one and it was a dud.
It's doo-doo.
First one. Sucks.
It was interesting enough.
It's doo-doo. So many side missions. Boring. Missions.
Well, that's Far Cry.
Go get me a bottle of champagne.
Yeah, Russian
bitch.
Like,
get your own bottle of champagne.
It's a game where you definitely have to play with, like, at least two people.
Like Left 4 Dead.
Yeah, you can, like, well, Left 4 Dead, I can enjoy playing on my own, but, like, Dead Island, you cannot play and have a good time unless you have another person, at least, like, one more person.
It's
like,
all right, Danny, it's time to pay the piper.
Oh, you don't want to do PS3? Oh, PS4? Oh, you did PS4. You want to do Xbox first?
No, we're doing
Before Nintendo. We move on, I do have one game they have to remake. It's a PlayStation exclusive. They have to make Legend of Dragoon 2. It's been so long.
I have that, the original one.
It's amazing. It's one of the better RPGs with the greatest storyline, and it was all about dragoons and dragons and all this. And
I could do a new Blue Dragon.
A new Blue Dragon would be cool, but I really want, like, nice. PlayStation, it's about time. Legend of Dragoon, amazing graphics. Let's do this.
No. Give some Crash Bandicoot some love.
Oh, okay, no, Crash Bandicoot.
Abunaka.
I think he's homeless.
What about Spyro? I didn't hear anything about that either.
He's got the Skylanders. He's
love dragons.
Besides that, like, I meant an actual Spyro with graphics.
I think, like, he's got dragons in the brain. He's like, yeah. I want dragoons and dragons and Spyro. I
love dragons.
Matthew McConaughey's Dragon Age. It was good, right? Or Dragon Fire. What was that movie?
It's terrible. Rain of Fire.
Rain of Fire. Yeah.
He jumped. No,
Dragon
off
Age
of a
is actually a decent game. Yeah.
One that is was good. Bad.
Okay. Yeah. Are you ready for this?
Sean Connery's still around. Why don't we get him for.
Because he quit.
Dragonheart.
He quit after League of Extraordinary Gentlemen.
Yeah. Way to go out on a high note, Sean.
Smash Brothers. Okay. Xbox.
Yeah.
No.
Nintendo.
Let's do this. All right.
So let's go over Nintendo. I just want to start. Like, I want to put, like, a blanket statement out there and say that everything that Nintendo announced, there was no surprises. But everything that they announced was awesome.
Everything was key, and I was shocked with the Smash Brothers announcement.
Okay, I think you mentioned that somewhere earlier. But Smash Brothers, aside from pushing back the 3DS version, they added three more character features.
Indeed they did.
First one, which you're waiting for, is Pac-Man.
Like, yeah. Hungry, eating up the competition.
I'm guessing it's like Super Mario, like a 3D World Pac-Man. Yeah, like he's like a full figure, yes. Throwing the BBs.
Yes. Yeah, yes. Yes.
Like after, like, anything after, like, the PlayStation version of him, that's what he looks like. It's probably going to be, like, you know, throwing fruit at you.
If there ever was a dude to trump Mario in a game, it's got to be the OG saying, Pac-Man.
Sonic's in there now. It's going to be a 90s mascot brawl.
Pac-Man's like the 70s.
I mean,
no, it's got Sonic, you've got Pac-Man, you've got Mario, and you've got one of the person who, oh, and Mega Man, who pretty much covered.
I was going to say, you know how they usually do the different, like, outfits and stuff for the certain characters? One of them should definitely be Mrs. Pac-Man, just to be like, you can be Mr. or Mrs. Pac-Man. Yes. Yeah, it's the same freaking person.
Or even if you're just one of the ghosts, would be cool. Like, just Blinky. You're just... But yeah, it'll be fun.
With him, I want to know what the final Smash is going to be, because that would sound pretty
good. Oh, dude, have you ever played Super Pac-Man, where he turns huge?
that would be awesome, yeah.
Oh, you know what the Super Smash definitely is? All the other characters start blinking, and they take hella damage. That's going to mark my words.
Or the ghosts come in.
They turn blue, and they're going to be like, awesome. Back and forth.
Like, what are the other guys? Summons minions? It's just going to be Pinky, Blinky. Ghost. It's just going to be ghosts on every level, just running by, and you're
going to
be like, oh.
It is going to look like Return of the King, when the ghosts just wave and wave.
His board's going to be pretty... decent though, like, I mean, yeah, imagine.
Do you think they'll do the maze? Yeah. Like, yeah, jump
I think,
up and
I think
down?
They'll do, yeah, like a
if
flat.
Yeah,
maze.
That'd be fun.
If you
fun,
do,
yeah.
If you could do, like, the maze, like how they do, I can't even think of any particular ones, but, like, if they do it, they keep it that the walls are as they are, you have to actually, like, meander through it.
Yeah,
that would be so much fun because no one would ever get knocked,
like,
out.
Bright pink walls, do something obnoxious.
Yeah,
and you pretty much have to fight till the other guy just keels over and dies because how are you gonna go off the board?
Exactly,
yeah, but it'd be cool, like, in the corners, you have literal power up.
Yeah, like, yeah, know, the power pellets.
Yeah,
I don't know. I think actually, we're getting a little Pac-Man wacky, but I
wouldn't have his super smash to be the everyone to blinks. I would have his level where, like, you get the little balls and then everyone blinks.
You never see any level specific power ups in Smash Bros. That would be fun. You know, that power pellet thing, and then the mushrooms you see. But if they could only bring it to the Mushroom Kingdom, like, that would be fun.
Environmental stuff.
Yeah.
Like how they do, like, Injustice and whatnot.
They have some environmental
stuff. Well, I mean, not just environmental stuff. I mean, specific items that can only be on that board.
Gotcha.
Like cherries and bananas?
Yeah, cherries and bananas.
Bananas.
All right. Eat them all up.
Other new character for Smash Brothers is Palutena from the Kid Icarus series.
Yeah.
I don't know the Kid Icarus series, so...
Nobody's excited. Nobody knows the Kid
Icarus.
Palutena.
This next one I like a lot... and it's kind of a no-brainer at this point. They're adding Mii Fighters, which your Mii is the character you create for yourself for the Wii and the Wii U.
Did you happen to see the trailer where they introduced it?
Yeah, they had the head of Nintendo in Japan and the head of Nintendo of America.
Yeah.
Do a fake
head of Japanese Nintendo or regular Nintendo, Iwata,
and head of Nintendo of America, Phil Zammie, went at each other. They were like, "You want to go? Yeah, we'll go." And you thought they were going to fight in real people, and then all of a sudden they turned into Miis and started kicking the shit out of each other. It was pretty cool.
In the video that I saw, they had like a very faked fight and everything. It was all fun.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah,
and it's cool to see two guys do that. And then, not take themselves too serious.
And the second half of the video was them being put into the game with their their little Miis. The Miis look nothing like anybody because they're really poorly done.
But with the Miis, do the Miis have like a set power up list, or can you customize?
Let me try and punch this up
without hitting
the volume.
I think you can customize them because they don't really say.
Customize them. Look, I got the video playing, but keep on going. Keep on going. I'll just play.
But the pictures that I'm seeing here, they're showing little add-ons. So I'm gonna assume that you can pick whatever you want for your character.
Yes, you can, and you can make celebrities fighting in the game now.
Like Kim Kardashian.
So I can have my Mii have the Sonic finisher. They fly around like Supersonic.
Yes. I don't know if you can pick and choose moves, but you may be able to just pick one certain person's moves and use all of their set list. So you watching that thing now?
It's pretty epic, man. Check that video.
I'm pretty entranced right now, by the way.
They really start kicking the shit out of each other, and then all of a sudden they turn into the Miis.
Yo, it's like Dragon Ball Z fight right now.
I should have showed you before the show, but whatever.
Yeah, you should have. Because, I'm talking.
Oh, we're listening.
Okay.
I'm listening.
The 3DS version of Smash Brothers got pushed back to October, which I don't remember when it was supposed to come out originally. The Wii U version is still saying holiday. Let's see. Two things that involve that. Wii U has GameCube controller coming out soon, which we may have mentioned recently. It's coming out around the holiday for $20. You can pretty much plug in your GameCube controller into the Wii U.
They are gorgeous.
You had the pictures up on the...
I had the pictures up on the Facebook. Yes. Check out the Facebook.
Yep.
Oh, by the way, quick shout out to one of the listeners of the show, Lawrence Marks. Thanks for the tip, man. We threw out there... We threw out on the Facebook, "Hey, anyone excited about E3? What should happen?" And Lawrence pretty much just wrote, I have the quote, where is it?
It's on Facebook.
It's on Facebook if anyone wants to see it, but I also have it.
Do you now?
I do. So we shout out there, our team shout out, predictions for who will steal the show for E3 next week, and he made me laugh with his particular comment. "It had better be Nintendo."
And it was. All right, so continuing on. The Amiibos, which has to do with Smash Brothers. If anybody doesn't know what the Amiibo is, it's the Nintendo version of the toys, like Skylanders, Disney Infinity.
Yeah.
It's basically Nintendo's going to be coming out with their own set of toys, which can be used for, right now, only Smash Brothers, but they intend to use it for other things. Victor was telling me before the show that it was intended for a Pokemon game, which got canceled.
Yeah.
Lame that it got canceled. I would love that for a Pokemon game.
It would have been great.
Yeah,
and it would have made like $1 billion.
But also, apparently, if anybody who's worried about having to buy a whole new pad or peripheral, the gamepad already has the stuff for reading the Amiibos. So you don't have to buy anything extra. You just need to buy the toys.
You can play the game without them. They're like...
Yeah, I'm sure.
Can you buy specific toys? You got to buy a random pack.
They'll probably be one.
They usually have starter packs, and then they have them separately, like they do now. So.
There's this place, I'll hook you up with it, it's eBay, where you can kind of open up the packages for you, for the Skylanders anyway.
Alright, let's see. Mario Party 10 was announced for the Wii U. I'm pretty excited about
that. No, I'm really excited.
You're right, I have too many friends, I'd like to lose them.
Apparently you guys take Mario Party to another level.
Oh, Mario Party 5 I take to a level.
Yeah, yeah. That and what was that mall game we used to play on?
Top Shop.
Mall Madness.
If they did a new Top Shop PS4, let's do this.
You wouldn't even be on the podcast anymore.
Confirmed. All right. You were talking about 3D World earlier, mm-hmm. Victor. There's apparently certain stages in there where you have Captain Toad.
Yes.
Okay. Captain Toad is getting his own game.
Apparently
he's getting his own game, according to...
What, is he going
to
be an adventurer?
That's not going to make any money.
No, I mean, Toad's a popular character.
It'll make plenty of money. Okay. Let's see. Pokemon.
Like Toad from Mario Brothers. That Toad.
Yeah. Like that Toad. Yeah. There's mini boards that you have to control Captain Toad and get him through the level without getting hit.
He's a captain.
Yeah. They're somehow going to make an entire game out of that. So
that's interesting.
Yeah. I read an article about how racist the princess is, by the way, because they are toads. Their names are the Toad people, so she just—they all have different names. She just is like, Toad, get over here.
So why does he have like?
No, the Toads nowadays, the Toads have different. Like, a bunch of them have different names.
Yeah, but she just calls them all Toad anyway. That's fucked up.
Yeah, but why does he like? If he has like a mushroom turban with genie pants and like he looks like a midget Aladdin almost.
All right.
Okay.
All right.
All right. So two new Pokemon games coming out. We already knew that one out. Bayonetta 2 coming out for the Wii U. I believe it's a Wii U exclusive. Not 100% sure.
It is, which is weird. Because Bayonetta 1 was
Xbox and I know PS, right?
Didn't come out on the Wii.
I thought Bayonetta 1 was on.
I remember seeing.
I don't think it was on the Wii. No. I heard that if you get the Bayonetta 2, it's coming with 1.
Yes, Bayonetta 2 will be coming with Bayonetta 1 for the Wii U. So they're kind of making up for lost time.
Yeah.
Nice.
This one excites me. Two new Zelda games.
One of them looks ridiculous.
Okay. Both of them look
ridiculous. No, I can't wait for Hyrule Warriors.
Hyrule Warriors, the Dynasty Warriors game.
Oh, my God.
That we've been talking about here and there. Saw a little
footage from it, though.
Yeah, but you can play it. You can play as more than just Link. Apparently, you can play as Zelda.
Armies of clay pots coming at you.
I've heard ridiculous things about how goddamn good the other Zelda game. I don't have the actual name of it on me right now.
The new actual Adventure Zelda game looks beautiful. Link looks semi-female, though. There's speculation out there that she might be a
gorgeous
girl.
Gorgeous flowing hair.
There was a few things. First of all, I heard somebody complained that...
Like a unicorn's tail is what it is. It's just flowing and magnificent.
I mean, the
sun glistens off this guy's hair.
It may not necessarily be Link. That's the thing.
Like diamonds, this guy's.
So what motivation does he have to save the princess?
Maybe it is the princess.
Maybe it's a progressive Link.
I thought they were going to do like a girl-on-girl action.
You don't know.
Like Orange is the New Black.
It would be funny to see Princess Zelda's face when like a chick shows up.
came to save me?
What are you expecting from this?
It'll be Nintendo making up for their brief anti-gay stance.
Yeah.
Wait, they were anti-gay for a while?
There was like a thing a few weeks ago. You can look it up. So
I don't have time for you.
I don't know the detail.
He wrote you off.
Like Mario was hating or something?
Yeah.
Something like that. Let's see.
Mario had a thing that said, not in the Mushroom Kingdom. whoa, that's really bad.
Not in this pipe.
Okay. Apparently the material for the new action Zelda game, not the Hyrule Warriors one, that material was in-game engine. So it is not prettied up in any way. That is how it's going
to
look.
Are you kidding me? Link's hair looks like strawberry fields of gold. it's like Rumpelstiltskin sued himself. Strands of gold.
Mario refused to ride Yoshi for a while.
You are a sniffling putz. Okay, this one I don't know too much about. Kirby's Canvas Curse.
It was fucking wonderful.
It was a DS game. They're making a sequel. Great. They're making a sequel. I don't know if it's for DS, 3DS, whatever, or Wii U, but that's going to be happening soon.
Hopefully. Well, actually, with the Wii U, with the gamepad, it would work well, too.
They really like those kind of games. I know they're making a Yoshi one, too.
Yes, Yoshi's the epic, basically like Kirby's Epic Yarn, but they're making it for Yoshi's Woolly World.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, I heard that one looks really good, really fun.
But it looks more like, it looks weird because you have to like collect like balls of everything you eat turns into like a ball of yarn behind you. You can shoot as projectiles, like different colors do different things. It looks really interesting.
I was going to say, no one's complaining about Little Big Planet. It's the same
but
idea.
Little Big Planet looks high def, like awesome.
Talking about Sackboy?
And then, like, this looks like you live in a woolly world. Like, everything is made of wool. It looks very... I'm not complaining about it. It just looks... I mean, they like it.
It seems to be a thing that Nintendo does. They're like, hey, let's just pick a random household item and make an entire world.
I think they did originally because they know they didn't have the graphics to pull off the better stuff.
We do what we do.
All right. Sequel to Xenoblade coming out in the near future.
It's a rot.
Mario Maker, which... sounds like a good idea. I'm surprised it doesn't exist.
It's his mother's game.
Is it Mario teaches typing and go all over again?
No, it's basically you make your own Mario worlds. Like you like I don't know if it's just 2D or not, but like
it's 2D. It's 2D, and the theme of E3 this year seems to be
make your own shit.
A lot of make your own shit. A lot of choose your own adventure books.
Well, I think Nintendo can really push that idea, considering that they have that pad. Like, that helps them
with that idea.
People would make it anyway. It's when the Halo Maker came out, and, the Halo Maker, there were endless ports. I was trying to think the other ones, but the Halo Map Maker totally changed everything.
And Mario Maker, he just lays pipe.
No. The problem with the Mario one, had a game. They ever play that, like, the Impossible Mario game that was online? That, like, every time you jump, there's a visible block of that would knock you into a hole every time.
Yeah,
Kaizo
series.
Yo, it's people are going to make those. That's all that's going to happen.
Yeah,
I know. It's going to be a lot of silly traps.
Okay, Splatoon. 8-player multiplayer shooter.
Oh, yeah.
Which is basically, I believe, a whole bunch of paintball, essentially.
It looks so good.
Yeah, they're people that are squids. It's weird.
All right, so here it is. You guys... it's a different kind, and I love multiplayer, and you get tired of just killing each other, and this is such a unique game. It's basically you try and cover the whole board with your own team colors paint, but when you are in the section of the other team's paint, you're a squid for some reason.
No.
You turn into it like you're a werewolf.
That's not exactly how it works is when you're... The squid is actually a good thing. When you can move... If you're moving through your own colors, you move twice as fast in squid form. So that's how you basically get around the map. But if you enter an enemy's color, you instantly slow down. The half's like ludicrously slow
speed.
But
you're not a squid anymore.
No, you can still be a squid in their stuff. But you're like super slow.
I guess I didn't get the trailer.
I got the trailer.
I saw half the squid sometimes and half
the
person.
The squid is like instant, like it's like a car mode in like Transformers. Like you just hit it and you're in and you're out. And like, so you want to have most of your board covered.
Do you think
it's
going to be like a kill streak almost?
No, it's just going to be one of your moves. Like that's it. Okay. It's a part of the game.
I mean,
the
squid makes sense because like, obviously it's going
to
be inking all over the
place. There's certain parts of the board you can't get to without the squid. You have to like ink up the board so you can make these like, and it's like, it's...
It looks good, man.
It's going to be a lot of tactics because a good team is going to be able to keep your path open and colored so your team can move fast back to the area because obviously you're going to have to try cover to the other enemies.
I liked everything about what the game looked like.
It looked amazing.
The hair had nothing... for me there. Link is really where it's at.
The last time I bought a squid-based game, it was kind of a dud.
I mean...
Oh, yeah.
Was it Octodad or something?
Yeah.
Great theme song.
Okay.
Shitty game.
All right.
Okay. Almost at the end of this.
Big N, you got anything else for us on the Nintendo Watch?
Yes. One or two things.
Donkey Kong.
They didn't actually... I don't think they mentioned Donkey Kong.
From the Ninja Gaiden creators, they're making a game called The Devil's Third.
I'm so done with Ninja Gaiden.
I'm not.
Wii U exclusive. So that's coming out in the near future. And I'm trying to make sure there's nothing else before I make my one big, epic, awesome table flipping with my dick reveal. New Star Fox game.
It's actually being
released.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, because you didn't...
There's that one where he was like...
Oh my god, don't talk about that.
You didn't play Star Fox Assault, did you?
Was that on a handheld?
GameCube.
You're thinking of GameCube one with no shit, right?
Yeah. That's Adventures. Star Fox Adventures. After they made Adventures, which was, they made Star Fox Assault, which combined Star Fox 64, like all the space fights, basically what Star Fox was.
The new Star Fox looks amazing.
And they threw in Star Fox Adventures on the ground stuff.
You might actually get me to buy a Wii U if they have a sweet Star Fox.
Dude, the controller is the cockpit. You know, the gamepad is the cockpit, so you look down and it's like the instruments and cool shit like that.
You told me that. I didn't even look at the video yet. I'm just taking your word for it, but just you sold me at Star Fox.
So. Dude, it is good. It looks hot.
You had me at Link's beautiful hair.
Oh my god.
Please. Tell me about it. Actually, you know what? Tell me about Fox McCloud's fur.
If I could only... I will buy a Wii U just to scalp him in Hyrule Warriors. With that, just have that epic mane.
That's beautiful. Why they went to HD.
I'll just weave myself a pillow and sleep on it every night. And just...
It's why the Wii U went to HD, just to show better showcase the hair.
Right.
Or give the Luigi death stare. Apparently.
The luscious locks are beautiful. It's beautiful. They're already coming out with t-shirts on the death stare and stuff. I'm already almost sick of it, though.
No, I literally use Luigi just so I can give people death stare the recaps.
Yeah. Is that it on Nintendo?
Yeah, everything else I saw, I can't really, I'm not sure if it's if it was actually part of E3 or if it was just a rumor or not.
So. Anything anyone would have liked to see at the Nintendo
E3? Donkey Kong.
Well, Donkey Kong's getting the new...
Yeah, they just got the game
already. Yeah, they got the new game.
I want more Donkey Kong all the time.
Well, you can't have it.
So does anyone else...
You can't always get what you want. Right.
But you get what you need.
I need a new DuckTales game.
Did you get what you need? There's a new DuckTales game.
Nintendo specific, though. Is there anybody, any character, anyone thinks that wasn't utilized? I think I could have...
Metroid.
I could have seen, I could have seen a Pokemon, a legit Pokemon.
I was going to say it. Like instead of the Infinity game, I would just rather have had it been Pokemon.
Right.
I'll say, what was the last Gale of Darkness one for the GameCube? Because that one was pretty good.
Oh, I don't know about that, man. That's not like a staple.
No, I was talking about, but that's a different way of Pokemon. And I wanted something like, I want another Pokemon game.
Yeah, right. Yeah. Was that the one where you get to start with either the light Pokemon or the dark Pokemon?
Oh, yeah. It was the one you could play like as Team Rocket or something like that.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah, it was good. Yeah. It was okay. The RPG, you ran around.
But yeah, like a non-handheld Pokemon game that is not the same thing again and again, that's not actually fighting. Like
it's not Stadium, and it's not a weak RPG that's really Stadium in disguise.
I don't know why they haven't done that yet. Like, just make Pokemon like awesome graphics and just put it on like console.
If they I swear to God, I wouldn't even care. I'd buy both games if they took the new Link game and just pop the Pokemon trainer in there and just fucking I can run around and catch Rattatas all day.
Make a Dynasty Warriors for fucking Pokemon.
That would be
crazy.
No way, man. Like, I'm not slaughtering Charizards coming at me like that. That's awful. They're adorable.
Just imagine a whole lot of Rattatas coming at you. Your Charizard
The Squirtle Brigade. Remember the brigade with the glass sunglasses?
So first board, you're in a cave and it's nothing but Zubats.
I could punch those ugly motherfuckers in the face.
The ugly ones we get, but like
Golbat,
Charmander would never catch like, any slaps from me.
Like a field of Chanseys just come at you like Chansey.
Jigglypuff's drawn all over your face. I'm done with this.
I would enjoy a Jigglypuff minigame. That would be fun.
Drawing on people?
Just drawing on motherfuckers.
All right. On to the big meaty section of Xbox. Xbox. Oh, no. My sound effects are gone.
Fail.
You're in big trouble, mister.
You were. Okay. So the new Xbox thing, they did an incredibly smart move. They talked nothing about the price drop. I mean, I guess they had a brief little thing, but not in the big conference. They came right out. Guns blazing, they know exactly what us Xbox...
some games
Xbox,
to play.
Yeah, so here's a little clip of Phil Spencer.
Today, we're dedicating our entire briefing to game.
Right, exactly. That's what the first words out of his mouth, and that's what they needed to be. As a matter of fact, as an Xbox One owner, this is what we actually heard.
Today, we're dedicating our entire briefing to game.
Xbox. That's what I was doing in my living room, man. I'll tell you that. I was like, yes! Yes! Games! Games and more games! That's what I need!
Really? You had to make that whole sound clip?
Do the Xbox shake.
Bring it back.
That's what I felt in my heart, dude.
I appreciate that effort you put into that.
Thank you. Everything looks amazing. They have, first off, I'm going to have to go right for the kill. Master Chief Collection.
Oh my God!
I appreciate the hell of that.
Yeah,
but in all realistic, it's just like a collection of all old games.
If you've never played a Halo, it's all the Halos ever made.
But
HD.
I know,
but you can get the maps that you can't get anymore.
No, for us, it's
all five games.
No, for us, it's a perfect game. But we literally just played Halo 2 last week.
Oh, five, I guess.
And that's why we're going to keep playing it.
Yeah,
they want more.
But they're going to be HD.
If there's that horse, why not
DLC?
Beat it?
Are they going to make new DLC for those games?
I don't think so.
You can't add some map packs to it?
They could. I mean, they might. They love to get money from you. So,
like the old map packs?
No.
They're giving us all the maps. All the maps they ever made. But they can make more. Like, it's not that...
Well, the only thing that I'm hoping is that they do some sort of, like, roulette thing where, like, if I'm playing online against you chumps, we can either play Halo 1 versus each other, and then all of a sudden the next round...
Is like Halo 3?
Will be Halo 3.
Yeah, I wish that'd be cool.
I mean, if they sell, like, I don't know, between, like, 7 and 15 million copies, they'd be worth to them to get some DLC for that.
Well,
like,
first off, I think it was an excellent choice by Microsoft to step out with... with this, because that's what we wanted to see. That's what everyone 100%. Wanted to see.
Hell yeah.
Next,
wait, just wait. I'm sorry. Quick question: is that only on Xbox One, or is that on 360
yeah.
and Xbox One?
Actually, I don't know if it's on 360.
I don't. They're all 360 and Xbox.
I haven't heard.
I don't know about that. Huh? That is a puzzler, my friend. I don't know.
Because I kind of hope it's for both. Just because a lot of my friends haven't upgraded yet.
Right. Right. I hope it's. I hope it's cross-platform. But
I don't need all the power of the Xbox One to play like Halo 2, 1, and 3.
Right.
Reach.
Well, they had a little something for Halo 5 also coming out. That's gonna be
they
sick.
Showed an interesting trailer. Yeah.
Nice little trailer. I appreciate. See, Microsoft does that. What I was saying that Sony and Nintendo doesn't, where they'll just tease a game that isn't even in development yet. This is, but like they flash a Gears logo. Nobody's starting Gears. They're just trying to get everybody excited.
They usually put out a Gears every 3 years.
We'll see.
Yeah, I don't know about that. I think I bet they're gonna revamp it
After Judgment Sales. I bet you they're gonna revamp.
Yeah,
because it wasn't that great.
Well, because it was literally the story mode.
Yeah,
was a prequel, and the new stuff wasn't that new.
Next one, Sunset Overdrive.
Oh my God,
looks bonkers.
It's
like Gotham City Imposters
mixed with Ratchet and Clank.
It's made by the guys.
I know. That's the guns look ridiculous. The animation style is awesome.
Super fun, wacky, running around, just destroying each other.
You're just grinding on shit, running around the city. There's the supercharged.
It's like Jet Set Radio meets a clusterfuck.
It's so much. It looks
amazing. It does
look
amazing. It looks a lot of fun.
I watched that video 3 times in a row just to make sure I got everything from it.
I hope it's not $60. I don't think it's worth $60.
Oh, it's going to be $60.
You think
so? And it's going to be worth it.
Probably going to be $65.
Do you think it has much of a story mode, though?
It's going to be like a crackdown, like
zombies,
the story mode. Like, it's going to be like.
I don't even think it's going to be that in depth.
No, I think it's going to be.
Yeah?
It's going to be. I mean,
I haven't heard anything about the story.
I believe in the Insomniac games. I believe in them.
All right. All right, I mean, it does look good. I will pick it up. I hope it's not $60. But if it is, I'll have to pick it up anyway. A game that I won't be picking up, Fable Legends.
It actually looks pretty good.
No. If it wasn't Fable, I'd probably be more on board with it.
Yeah, but I hear that's like kind of like the Transformers trailers, where they always look pretty sweet.
Well, here's the thing. It's totally different now. It's a dungeon crawler, so you lost the big board of Albion, the big world. And it's just a dungeon crawler. It's 4 versus 1. One person gets to be the dungeon master.
I think that's just
master.
The online mode.
No, there's no
There's no campaign?
No.
I thought there was.
There's a campaign, maybe, but not like normal. Like the story mode, John Cleese is all over it and shit like that. Nothing like that. It's just going to be dungeons. You are pretty sure.
I'm pretty sure there's going to be a campaign.
And yet you're wrong. So, Fable Legends.
I'm going to do some research. I'll be back next week.
Do that.
Okay.
Do that. But, this game, these games, Evolve looks sick, by the way. Evolve's another one coming out for Xbox, which is a kaiju game where one person gets to be a kaiju and the rest of the people, or giant Japanese monster or whatever, or a kraken or whatever, you know, the big guys. And the other players get to be small guys trying to take them down. Again, that's going to be fun, and Fable Legends has the potential to be fun, but like I was talking about with Victor earlier, before the show, everyone's so psyched up about this, but I know what's going to happen. I'm going to sign online, and someone's either going to just be just signing in and never been the kaiju or the thing before, and it's just going to suck. There's going to be so many games or matches where people are just getting used to it, and it's either the guy's going to be amazing with the kaiju and all your friends aren't that good against it, or he's going to suck with the kaiju and you're going to take him down in 2 seconds. I think that there's going to be such a slim window for good games, like good matches in these games, that it's just going to fall the wayside.
Are you hating on noobs right now?
Yes.
I'm hating on people who can't strategize. Like a dungeon master in Fable Legends who's just going to suck. He's just going to wave after wave of shitty guys after me, and we're just going to beat him.
I think you're hating on noobs.
No.
You're hating on people who haven't built up enough experience or haven't played it enough time to understand what they're doing.
I'm hating on people who don't have enough brain power to be the bad guy in these games.
So,
I mean, it always
it's got nothing to do with ambidextrous skills or anything like that.
You're hating on noobs.
Negative. I'm not, because I will be a noob in Fable Legends.
Just stupid people.
You are being a straight up... I'm glad you did the Xbox list. Let me just say that.
Why?
Well, no, it does suck when you play multiple games and a guy comes into your team and, like, you're playing a certain game type, he's going to want to play it. Like, well, like
no. All right. I don't want to hark too much on this, but the thing that I'm saying sucks is if you're playing Halo and it's like 8-on-8 or even 4-on-4 and one guy sucks, you can still play. In these games, the guy who sucks is going to be the whole team on the other side. So I don't want to plow over somebody like that. And that's it. Like, I just don't want the guy to be shitty. I want him to be good with the kaiju, but it's just not going to happen all the time. It's probably going to happen like one out of every five times.
You have to give everyone some time to figure out the game. You
gotta
get good at the game.
No.
Out the box, gotta be good.
No. We're going to have to... No, because even when you look around this room, I'm looking at an invisible chair right now of a host that's usually here who's not that good at multiplayer games no matter how many times you play them. So it's not going to fucking matter.
Well, then hopefully for your sake they'll have like a hardcore mode or something like that. Something.
I mean, you're probably going to level up, and then
go
eventually
see
you'll
Mario.
That's how they usually weed out those kind of players. You level up, the higher you get leveled, the more you're going
to
play.
No,
with
they haven't
people.
Done that for what, like the Halo where they used to. Remember how competitive Halo was, where you
Halo,
have to keep your 48
God. And
you go up, and
you'd work
do that
your ass
anymore.
Off for it. You lose one game, you'd waste 3 hours worth of work.
No, it's like a retirement plan at the MTA now. It's just you show up. And you'll eventually get enough points to level up.
Yeah, I don't really like that. I like the old Halo system. Right. It proved, like, when you played a 48, you knew, oh, this is going to be a game. Like,
these guys can play.
Yeah.
Right. Right. And if you didn't bring your A game, I mean, I don't even want to get into it. But.
Yeah, like Call of Duty was the exact opposite, where you just, the guy who had, like, the ultimate, like, symbol next to his name. And
yeah.
The ultimate, like, whatever that thing is. It's like the, you know, they have little symbols.
Prestige.
Prestige. That guy could be good, or he could just play the game all day.
Yeah. Right, you could still beat him, but with Halo, you knew you were going into... As a matter of fact, I used to keep a game mode to like get set, like the doubles, I think, where I wouldn't be high, just to practice
I used
twice
to do lone wolves just to get ready before I played anything. But doubles, I like was legit had a squad.
I
only played with one person.
Right. Those Halos, though, like if you saw a guy that was like 48, you knew that guy was for real. He was
For real dangerous. Yeah. Unlike these kaijus, they're going to suck. Ori and the Blind Forest looks, it's a beautiful side-scroller. It's like a 2D, it looks kind of like, what was that game, Sand or whatever? Whatever, it looks gorgeous. Moving on.
It got no response.
It's like painted, what was the name, Sand or something, the old samurai fighter? It was good.
The old samurai fighter.
It'll be on the quiz next week, so look it up, fellas.
Okay.
Brave Fenty Musashi?
No, it wasn't even that old. But it's Ori and the Blind
Bushido
Forest.
Bushido Blade?
Ori and the Blind Forest looks very beautiful.
Muramasa?
No. It's pretty recent. I think it was. I think it was free for Xbox 360 like last month or the month before. Anyway, I'm not going to hark too much on that because I don't want to give away the story because it's really not that big of a game and it's not a multiplayer game. It's
a Japanese story?
It's got a Japanese styling to it. I don't think it's a you play as Ori. He's a white bunny forest spirit.
Can I just
say, did you say a white bunny forest spirit?
Forest spirit. It's interesting, man. It's beautiful. It looks good.
If it's Asian, it's probably Revenge Tale. It's just this 9 times.
I mean, I don't know if it's Asian, but. Okay, if it is, then yeah. So, yeah, I guess so. We got Dance Central Spotlight. Everybody likes a Dance Central game, and there's one score for the Kinect. Dance Central games are fun, man. That's
they're
one of my moves.
They're pretty fun.
They
is
are
that
fun.
Like the Dance Dance Revolution type
I'm a big
games?
Guy. They're still fun.
No, Dance Dance Revolution's with the pad on the ground.
No, this one's more. It's easier. It's not easier,
yeah, with
but
the arrows
it's,
on the ground.
It's the same thing,
like,
but it's your image for the Kinect.
Yeah.
Yes. Yes. You've probably
the
played
best
Dance
part
Central
is about
house.
That game is at one point during the thing it will play back you dancing in like super fast mode and it looks hysterical.
Yeah,
like,
they'll show the video of it. It's fun. It's what the Kinect was made for. Scalebound had a cinematic trailer.
Oh my god!
It didn't show any gameplay though.
I want to see gameplay though because that was hysterical. Like
it was really.
You see some guy, he's walking around headphones. All of a sudden, it's like, oh, there's some big shit chasing me. It's like, oh wait, I got a dragon. Fuck you.
Like, yeah, this guy's like taking a jog. He's basically got his Beats headphones on. It's not Beats, but it is. And he's running through the forest, and all of a sudden he hears this weird shit like
madness.
Yeah, listen to Gwen Stefani. You know, because he's by himself, he can. And then he sees this massive, like, T-Rex or some kind of lizard.
Like, yeah, it looked awesome.
It's awesome. Comes out out of the woods, and he's like staring at it, and you're like, dude, you gotta run. And then his dragon just plows over, and they just this epic battle, and then he jumps in the mix, and it's just,
and then he's got like a full suit of armor on at the end of it, and he's slashing also.
Yeah, it came out of nowhere.
It's awesome. It looked awesome. I want to see gameplay. I want to see what it's about.
It looks fantastic. I was excited to see the trailer. What else we got? Crackdown 3. Yeah.
Woo!
I'm excited for that one.
What?
I'm excited for
more that. Jumping around a city. Yeah, getting little
collectibles. A huge city, man. A huge city.
You know how hard it's going to be to get all those collectibles again?
Yeah. Gosh, well, they say that there might be helicopters or planes this time, which is going to be sick.
Helicopters were in the last one.
Were there helicopters in the last one?
If they weren't originally put into it, there was an add-on for it.
I only played the original one. No, I think two was free on Xbox.
I think it was
Marketplace.
No, one was. The second one I liked more. I also played it first. The only thing is, I hope they do. They added rocket boots to the second one as a DLC.
Mm-hmm.
I really wish they'd make that a mainstay.
I was about to say, because that was what made the game so much easier.
Yeah, like as soon as I got that, I was like, this game is 10 times better.
I didn't get those. Those were DLC?
They were DLC. I think if you can get like this free thing, it's like a trial of it, but if you keep it, like you don't get all the DLC aspects of it, you just get the rocket boots.
Is that what you did?
No, I actually bought it.
Okay.
I bought the extra stuff, but it was...
I missed Crackdown. I missed the announcer.
You know, I only bought Crackdown
initially. Good for you, initially.
Yeah, I only bought Crackdown initially to get the Halo 3 beta.
Yeah, beta.
And then I was like, wait, this game's really good.
It was fun. It was fun. The voice is fun. Everything that upgrades, like your armor gets more badass, your mohawk gets bigger.
Say, as you level, you literally like evolve, it looks like.
I love how your car looks like shit until you get in it, and then it just like, it's inside it, awesome, but you need to prove what a badass you are to, and then it like Transformer Optimus.
Well, yeah, for every level it transforms one piece until you have the mask. It's hysterical.
You know what I found silly though? It's like in the first one you have no helmet on the whole time, you see your character. In the second one, after you level up, after like the first amount, you get a helmet. That helmet never comes off. Why do you even pick your character's face? They give you the option to do that. It's like, why?
Well, for before the helmet goes on.
Yeah, for like the 5 minutes it takes you to go get three orbs up on top of the roof.
Yeah, but do you want to just walk around with a skin face? It's like no features.
They have some ugly, badass looking guys in that game. So. Yeah.
I was going to say, maybe an option to take the helmet off or something like that.
I always took a DLC of, like, Danny Trejo in there. That's what I would want to look like.
I always took the face that makes you look like Jamie Madrox and Monoxide Chop from Twisted. Like, it was always just a white face, black eyes.
It's hard to hear that.
Anyway. Forza Horizon 2 is coming out. Forza looks...
Vroom!
Yeah, it looks good.
Yeah, it's, I mean, Forza. Yeah.
Those games always look like graphically great, but you gotta really love racing.
I'm not trying to hate on people. I don't care.
The only racing games I liked was Burnout, because it was more about crashing than racing. It was awesome.
Yeah, Burnout was fun.
I'm not hating on it.
Twisted Metal's, of course, my favorite car game.
I'm not trying to hate on it, but you gotta be kind of a gearhead to like want to like sit there, suit like Pirelli tires
in
the car. Like, I don't really care too much.
The Dead Rising DLC was more up my alley. Anybody see the Dead Rising DLC?
It's out already.
Left 3?
Yeah. Yeah, it's out, but it was at E3.
Yeah, no, it looks really cool.
Capcom characters, skins for you. You could be Ryu, and you can be...
Hadouken!
And they added content and stuff like that, and missions. And...
Yeah, cool stuff. Cool stuff. Like, a lot of...
How it would be have, like, the Mega Man blaster?
They have
it's in the game.
It's in the game. You can be Mega Man.
After you beat the game, you look like them.
It's not like an outfit. You look like them. You are them.
In the actual game, when you beat it, you can get the full Mega Man costume with the blaster.
Well, that one, yeah, you look like
that's important. You have to beat the game though, and then you have to do this whole ridiculous. Yeah, it's pretty fun.
Yeah, that's pretty good. Other games that are coming out.
Hold on, side note before you, did anybody hear about the whole thing with Capcom? They can now be bought out by a third party.
Yes, I did.
You guys want to pull together some money and buy Capcom?
Yeah, Capcom's up for sale. Yeah.
Make a good Resident Evil game.
Just a couple of million.
Yeah. I'm sure it's more than
I just blew my wad on new TV, guys. How much have we got? Like,
yeah.
A couple G here?
I saw you got a new coffee table. It's nice.
Like, I got enough money to be buying Capcom.
All right, and two more games I wanted to go over. One, I'll let Victor go over because I know he loved it. I loved it back in the day, too, but not like this guy. This guy really
Oh, my
it.
God.
It's about dragons?
Yeah. No, it's about psychics, actually. It's Phantom Dust. They're remaking it.
And they snuck it in at the end.
Yeah, like, it came out of nowhere. I didn't hear a thing about it. I've been waiting for since the original Xbox. I mean, it's just an amazing game. It was very different. So it's Unreal love the Tournament, way it
played. Right?
Yeah, it's that's interesting way it plays. Basically, you're a psychic and you're fighting another psychic online. It's all heads up. But you have to build a deck beforehand. And
you stare at each other the whole time until someone's like, check me.
No, yep. There's all kinds
good
of
game.
There's all kind of moves. There's like long range, like Kai Blast. There's all like there's like teleport moves. There's like astral swords. There's missiles that come from the floor. And like, but the point is, you have to build the deck prehand, and like you have to make it so it like works. They have different charts. It's really a card good. Game? No, it's not a card game though. It's a fighter.
It's good.
It's like
when he says build deck, it's like picking loadouts.
No, it's not. Like, it's more in depth than that. Like, you have like 30 orbs you can put into your orb list, and they'll three at a time show up, and like you have to collect them. But like, there's moves that your opponents can come and steal your moves that you have on your thing, and like, it's crazy. It's a lot of strategy. It's really good, and it's a lot of action when there's four players.
The way Rise said, it's kind of like a staring contest.
No, it's not. He's an
It's like Professor X.
It was just a very, very good game. It was very underrated, and like the community on it was very small, but it was awesome.
It was fun. It was fun. I played it.
The only thing was I hated about the original one. I just hope it doesn't happen again. They got all their power-ups before we did, so like I'd go online and fighting moves I've never even heard of. Like, I can't get that. I have every move in the game. And it's like...
I made them with my mind.
It's like... Some guy literally did like a dragon uppercut. Like he spun in a circle in a fire and hit me. And I'm like, I never even seen that before.
Psychic ability, bitch.
All right. And the game I was most excited for... Fru. Did anyone see Fru?
No.
Fru? What? Anybody? F-R-U? Fru?
Nobody?
Fru you.
It's an indie game coming out, man. And it's for Kinect. It's the first game that makes me excited for the Kinect. Kinect.
I was going to say the Kinects. Kinects.
And,
it's a Lego-based game.
The Kinectables.
It's very hard to describe, but it's like a platformer like Mario. And it involves two people standing in front of the Kinects. One person will be one color represented, like just a shadow of them. In the trailer, it showed purple and green. I don't know if you can change it. But things on the screen you can only see within the green shadow, and things on the screen you can only see within the purple shadow. So if you want me to jump from the green platform to the purple platform, if the purple guy's not standing on the right side of the board, there will be no platform. But if he's there, he's revealing it. So players have to not only play decently with the controller, but you have to move around a lot to unveil the shit. So
I can't tell you how much you're going to get frustrated with that game because the Kinect is not going to work the way you want it to work.
No, it was working pretty good, and that's with like 10,000 people behind them. So, you know, my living room has quite a bit less foot traffic. So I'm hoping that it's going to pick up on me pretty good. Hopefully my dog's not going to be like in there. I don't have that many high expectations other than the fact that they also showed that your whole body doesn't have to be in it anymore.
Hey, look, I hope it's a fun game, but everything that involves the Kinect is total dog shit.
Right.
Except Child of Eden.
Yeah, Child of Eden. And Gunstringer. Game. Gunstringer was good, too.
One day we're going to find a third game, Dad.
Fru.
Hopefully. Fru's going on the list.
Fru you,
Dan. No, I stand by my statement.
I'm not going to lie. I saw it written on his paper, and I'm like, what the heck is Fru? Did he misspell something?
Yeah, I purposely didn't talk about it with anyone but on the show. Yeah, see the triple exclamation point.
I gotta say, is that the end?
Yeah, that's it.
Besides the Halo, man, I'm not super psyched for anything.
Well, Crackdown 3?
I like that's a big game.
Sunset Overdrive looks
Sunset
amazing.
Overdrive?
That I don't know about Sunset, but Crackdown's a big series.
Scalebound, you will be eating your words. Scalebound looks amazing.
Now you went over Far Cry. Is that going to be exclusive to PlayStation or?
It was underneath their exclusive stuff.
Because I was about to say, that was definitely an Xbox title for a long time.
I mean, according to the stuff I looked at, it was just, it said all PlayStation exclusive stuff. That's the only stuff I looked at.
Oh, okay.
I could be wrong. You know, just, and if I am wrong, tell me.
I was just asking because that'd be interesting to know.
I was speaking to the internet.
Is the studio on fire? Does anyone else smell something burning?
I said that.
I think someone's cooking outside.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Cooking mama. Anyway,
on a side note, it is much cooler in here than last week.
Right.
Or the week before.
Right.
Well, all that hate makes it hot.
Yeah.
Warms up the studio. Yeah. He'd be good at that psychic game, probably.
Who?
No, what was it?
Max?
Max.
Oh, yeah.
Just throw all that dead hate vapor at you.
Throw down your saltiest attack.
You just sit in the room and you're like, damn, this is uncomfortable.
Plaid silence coming at you.
I give up.
Oh, man. I can't wait for him to listen to him. Be like, fuck you guys.
Yeah. He's going to be all moody. He's also going to be moody because I just said he's going to be moody. He can't help it. It's a paradox.
He doesn't want to be moody, but he will be.
Prove me right, Max. Prove me right. All right. So that's about it for this week. I had fun with the E3. My adrenaline's all out now. I was so pumped up about the E3, and then Danny let me down so hard.
McDonald Kent.
What are you talking about? Mom was the best.
All right. So make sure you hit us up on the Facebook. Like I said, I'll read anything you guys write. To a degree.
I was about to say that is, though.
I don't want to invite that. But, you know, to the questions I ask.
Going
to
get a lot of racist stuff.
Right, to the question I
way too open-ended statement.
So we're
I'll read anything, you guys.
We're at Ace Squad Podcast on Facebook. Listen to our other shows. Giant's on.
Oh,
them.
Yeah. We got...
He does Paint It Black Podcast, which Paint is Black. A weekly review podcast. They kind of go over news and...
Current events.
Current events. Not really.
No. It's like if you like shit like
Gawker.
If you like shit like The Soup, it's kind of like that. We just make fun of the week's like dumb little news and stuff.
A little raunchier than our show.
A little racist, a little raunchy.
Yeah, yeah.
We just get loaded and make fun of shit.
I don't recommend it. No.
I've been on that show too.
Yeah, actually, everyone here, but...
I have not been,
But Victor.
Can't get a ride on Friday, apparently. It's,
yeah, it's,
I can drive.
He's got a car.
Why you keep driving over here?
Because he's cheap. He's on the way here.
That's why he likes to play that game where everyone just thinks about their move.
Yeah. It actually just, it's just the box.
I'm really good at diplomacy. I don't know what to tell you.
It's a window.
All right. So that about wraps it up for this week. Thanks for playing, everyone. This is A Squad shooting the breeze. Just a little flavor afterwards.
That is so fucking loud.
No, I didn't mean it to be that loud.
I don't know if that was in my headphones or was outside.
Somebody call someone. There's been a shooting. I don't know. You guys get anything?
That game sounds player? Like it sucks.
Which game?
What, the Span and Dust is the greatest game of all time.
I will let you play the original, and you will not hate it, I promise. You can hate all you want. Bro. I'm so excited.
Okay,
it
what
hurts.
You do is you make a deck, and then you stare at each other for
that's,
a couple
hours. No, it's
hours.
Not even what you do. Remove
it's
what
like
Dan said.
It's like 45 minutes it's, of setup.
It's literally... Like the deck building
rolled into 2 minute
the
game.
Deck building is such a great aspect of the game because everybody plays differently. It means you're never going to run into somebody using the same exact build. It's not like you're fighting the same, oh, he has a gun, he's going to shoot me. Like, you don't know what he's going to do at first. You have to literally like you get shield and stuff. Like, you have to take
well what about the best
about
offense is a good
do.
defense.
It's not
or,
all,
vice versa.
But you're also limited to the amount of things in your arsenal, so you can't go too defensive because then you can't kill them. I've actually you can run into matches where you don't have enough moves left to kill them. Like, it's just, it's very interesting how you do, like,
Bill. What the fuck would you do if you don't have any moves to kill?
It comes with, they either kill you or it's a draw.
Did anyone else get the head in their head Monty Python and the Holy Grail? Now go away, or I shall taunt you a second time.
Tis but a scratch.
Like, I definitely, I'm going to tell you about one of the builds in the older game was this literally, all they would do was teleport to your base and take all of your moves. And that's all they would do, so you couldn't kill them because they would just
all your bases are up.
So it's like you have to defend your base. It was a very interesting and very tactical game, which is why it was fun.
I think the E3 the best name title, but the biggest miss on what it's about is making Mario.
Yeah,
Mario
it's,
Maker.
It's Mama Mario, Mario and Daddy
Maker.
Mario.
Mario Maker.
I want making Mario to be like Breaking Bad.
It's Extreme Baby Maker 4.
It should just be about like Mario, like in a strip club or something like that. Like he's shaking his Mario Maker.
Leisure Suit Mario.
Yeah,
Leisure Suit Mario would be. Speaking of which, I haven't made one of those games in a while.
Because the last one bombed. Actually, sorry, the last few bombed.
Look at that guy's hair.
And the absolute last one had to be crowdsourced. This is and nice. That bombed.
Nice.
What's that?
Look at that guy's hair.
He is so obsessed with his hair. He's literally showing his pictures.
Looks so good.
Or would you not like a game about Mario's mama? We're like.
Speaking of which, where is Mario's parents? I need to hear that story.
No, he's an older dude. I want to know what to where all the Zelda parents.
If
are.
Recent
like,
memes
the
have
Link
told me
kids.
Anything, if recent memes have told me anything, Luigi killed them.
Oh yeah,
that is the stare of a man who's been oppressed many years.
But all these little kids and pirates and shit in the Zelda games. I want to know where their parents are.
I don't know.
Did they ever explain what happened to Princess Zelda's like parents?
Her father, the king?
In the cartoon, he was just an idiot.
Well, I mean, what about her mother? It's like they're just like, there's a princess. There's no king or queen. Like, what happened? Like,
yeah, well, wouldn't she be the queen then?
Yeah, that's the point. Like, why isn't she ruling?
I think the king's always like sleeping or something. Like, he's always in an enchanted sleep.
I was going to say, there's definitely a couple of them. It's like, she's just the one in charge and just disappears. Like,
if it's like anything like any Zelda game, it's like the king's in the forest laying down hurt. Like,
yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Or he's a tree
forever.
For no
and
reason.
You can always come back to him, and he's like, no, I'm still dying.
Or you're right, he's a tree. Or, like, you get up there, and you're like, I'm king whatever the fuck. And you're like,
king of red lions, a boat.
little weird, why are you a tree, buddy?
By the way, if I ever get a boat, that's what I'm naming it.
What?
The King of Red Lions, which was
the Wind Waker.
Yeah, the Wind Waker boat.
I didn't want to mention this during the Nintendo one because I wasn't sure because I hadn't seen any news about it. But they're apparently continuing the HD stuff because they're doing a Wave Race HD and Mario Sunshine HD.
I thought you were going to see like a Zelda 2 HD, like
Wave Race.
No.
You know what I need in my life? More Wave Race.
No. They're
jet skis aren't cool enough to put in GTA.
Mario Sunshine HD would be pretty cool.
That would be fun.
That would be fun.
I still have the game. I still like playing it.
So. Yeah.
If they make another Wave Racer, I don't want it to be like a literal dude. I want it to be like Mario.
I don't want it. I don't want it on the Kinect, which they just did. I don't want. I don't want it. I don't care about that dolphin. Remember how big it was?
Like, why did they pick Wave Race?
What about Jet Moto?
They need to make a new gauntlet that's actually decent. Besides,
they are making a new gauntlet.
Yo, why don't they make
decent.
That game?
Oh, really?
Yeah, overhead, just like the new one. Just like the older one.
Oh, thank God. Because they made one for like the Xbox. It was trash.
Yeah, it was like
the 7-something or something.
Yeah, but it was between overhead and side scroll.
But I beat the game at level 5, and it took me about 2 hours. And I'm like, what?
No, it's going to be overhead. It looks really cool.
Okay, I love Golden Legends for the PlayStation. That was a great one.
Yeah. Golden Tee.
Oh, God.
The ski ball.
The bar game.
I'm done. Yeah. Is everyone else done?
Oh, we're done.
All right, hold on. Let's play it out with the Xbox Boogie. Good night, everyone.
God.
Today, we're dedicating our entire briefing to games.
You're in big trouble, mister!